Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar every day. Welcome also to Friday, January 31, 2025, the last day of this outgoing month. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. As this month ends tonight, so will God put an end to everything that has been plaguing your life. You will cross over tonight with no carryover. Each new month is a chapter in the year. God will open a new chapter for you. No doubt, God has blessed each one in different ways this first month of the year. But as you step into the second month, God will take you to a new dimension. God does not need years or months to give a person a turnaround. Within the remaining hours to midnight, a miracle will still fall for you. Listeners, do this if you can. Turn where you are. Even if you are still on your bed, turn from one side to the other. If you are standing or walking or sitting, just turn. I prophesy. So will God give you a turnaround for good. God will make things better for you. Yes, you will move to a higher level and a new dimension. If you are traveling this weekend, receive journey mercies. No evil, no attack, no accident. Who is this? You have situations in your hand that is giving you concern. You are wondering, how do I get out of this? How do I cope? God asked me to tell you, chill, be at peace. He has stepped in. You will give a testimony on it very soon. My listeners, hold your ears and hear this. You are about to hear a major good news. Breaking news that will make you happy and joyful the rest of your life in Jesus' name. Do this. Beat your chest with your right hand twice and say, congratulations to me. Say it again, congratulations to me. Yes, it is prophetic. So shall you be receiving congratulatory messages very soon. Today's celebrant, let me pray for your bad day. Your bad day is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will mark January 31 yearly in good health, in prosperity, and in fulfillment in Jesus' name. I mistakenly prayed for January 28th celebrant on Wednesday instead of 29. Now, January 29th celebrant, receive your bad day prayers. You are blessed. Oh, your bad day is blessed. You will mark January 29 yearly with full-blown joy in fulfillment till you are 120 years. Happy birthday. Right? Remember to sow the first day in the month. Give seed, as we always do tomorrow, whatever and whoever you can, whoever comes to your mind. Pray as you give it out for multiple returns. It works wonders. Now, let's do some teachings. Please listen, learn, and apply. Good morning, sir. Thank you for your daily ministrations and empowerment. Please, can you advise regarding couples having joint accounts? Wow. My personal opinion is, it is not advisable. Or somebody may say, but since two have become one, not in this respect. From cases I have seen and handled in counseling, one of the parties often suffer, mostly the wife, when a woman marry a strong-headed man, self-centered, and miserly. She suffered in joint account process, often in silence. Eventually, they will quarrel. It removes individuals' freedom to spend your money as you desire. The woman must have to take permission, sometimes break, to spend her own money. No way. I disagree. What I advise is this. Earn your income separately. You may agree on a percentage savings together for future investment or for your family education. It is even better to open a separate account for children education. Now, the savings should not be to build a house. I've told us the first thing a couple should build is not a personal house, but a business they will live on. The husband should be the main provider for the home, while the wife should lend a reasonable support if both they are working and the husband wants it so. In our own time, I told my wife to earn her money and use it the way she likes, and said, leave the home upkeep for me. That was because I earn more and I can afford it at that time. But so many things have since changed, and mostly in the Western world of United Kingdom, Europe, USA, Canada, and the rest of them, it is now a shared responsibility, and I have nothing against it, only that it should be well discussed and agreed. Last word, my ultimate counsel is that husband and wife should work together to establish a family business, an enterprise, or a platform, which they will grow to become a brand. When it grows and fully matures, the enterprise will take good care of your daily need, all your expenses, cars, fueling, your dream house, dream vacation, your health care, giving to the kingdom work. Everything will be taken care of by the business. In fact, it will even help to reduce tax. That is the ultimate. Husband and wife, especially young couple on this platform, start it now. It will give you a stress-free old age. Not only that, your children will later come into that enterprise and take it to their own generation. That is God's perfect will and order from generation to generation. Proverbs 13 verse 22 says, a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children. Children will take it to other level, new level. That is the meaning of that scripture. Please leave a business enterprise or an investment for your children to grow on and take to a good level. Wow, I spent so much time on this today. Well, I had always wanted to teach on this. At my age, we live on what we labor to be earlier on in life. We don't struggle with who brings this or bring that anymore. No, it is our passive income from our investment earlier in life that takes care of all our bills. We don't even live on this ministry. We give to it. Please learn from us. Next, for Daddy Femi Emmanuel, concerning the person who lost the spouse, going to church must not be compromised. From when I was told of my wife's demise, I went straight to the church. Thereafter, I was not missing church services, because that is where the real strength came from. Though I was not going to work, etc. Wow, thank you for giving us your personal experience. Strength came from going to church. I like that. Next, good morning, Daddy. Please, sir, what time is right for a woman to return back from a party or visit to friends and family while the children are alone at home and the husband is away in another state where he works? Because I'm getting tired and afraid of the danger of leaving my children alone at home in the night. With due respect to my wife, she's not a wayward woman, that I can bet. But coming late home from party or visit by 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. is highly worrisome because of my children. She's also a turning point listener. Wow. Can this be true? Can it be real? A wife, a mother, leaving the children at home to go to party and returning late in the night? When will she have time to take care of the children? Please let her know you sent this one for turning point. Since you said he's also a turning point listener, a TPJ member, so my daughter, if you are indeed one, stop this henceforth. If this is true, a married woman with children have enough in her hand responsibility at home than to be going to parties and visiting friends. When then do you take care of the children? When then do you check their homework from school, cook their meal, etc.? Parents must lay good example for their children, because what parents do will profoundly affect the children. And sir, you also, long separation from your family because of work is not advisable. It's not even biblical. If you are staying long out for work in that place, move your family there. Please discuss this counsel. Agree. Don't give the devil room into your marriage. Next, good morning, sir. Please share this to others. The question of communion. Holy communion is the strongest health therapy I have ever seen. It can be taken anytime, any day. In my family, my husband and I do take it twice some are many times, morning and evening. I have lots of testimonies on this meal. It is ignorance that make people not know the importance of communion taking. Wow. Thank you for throwing this one in this morning. Right? Tomorrow is our communion service online. Prepare your communion element tonight. We are meeting twice on our social media platform this evening. So load your data if you have to. From 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., the weekly live broadcast we hold. Then where we deal with more issues and we pray. Then the newly introduced last day of the month vigil. We started it in November last year. It was a blessing. TPGF members and Turning Point listeners, prepare for a 30-minute vigil on our social media platform tonight. Time is 10 minutes to 12 midnight for Thanksgiving for all that God did in January. And then 12 to 12:20 a.m. to secure the new month. We call it securing the new month. I will lead you on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Set your alarm clock if you sleep early. Wake up 10 minutes to 12, and we shall be on to 20 minutes after 12. Just 30 minutes. Write it down. Husband and wife, wake yourself up. Parents and children, I will pray over the February oil and to-do list for February. Bring everything around. We'll use them as point of contact. It will be great. Then month is ending. So if you're a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 111 seed we are sowing in January is still on till 12 midnight. From tomorrow, it shall be 2222, as many tools as you can sow and as you can add. With what we did that brought glory, we must keep doing it. It's helping and it's blessing. All our tithing and seed sowing are for God's kingdom's work expansion. Then God opens his heaven and rebukes the devourers over us and our businesses. I do whatever I ask you to do. I tithe and sow seed also with all my heart. Our welfare seed account is still on. People are still doing it, and the committee we set up is working. I will be giving you updates as they go on. Don't forget, 8 to 9 p.m., our first live broadcast today, and the crossover vigil from 10 to 12 midnight and 12 to 12:20 a.m. 30 minutes vigil, the last day of the month. Let's meet there. Invite everyone you know, and let's have a great time to cross over into the month of February for God's grace, God's help, and God's power. I pray over you. You are ending this month strong. You are stepping into the new month well. The power and the grace of God will overwhelm all my listeners. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.